with Valley Public Radio News. I'm Joe Moore. Farmers from around the world got a look at some of the latest high-tech gizmos for the ag industry today with the second day of the world's largest farm show. Ezra Romero reports from Tulare.
Thousands braced the rain at the 2012 World Ag Expo in Tulare today. Expo officials expect the event to attract nearly 100,000 people by the close of the event on Thursday.
A lot of the general public that's, you know, they don't drive around the country and see what farmers do, they will be really surprised to see all the equipment that there is available for farmers and the technology that's available. This is unbelievable what's there. The tractors, some of them can drive themselves now with the GPS systems they have.
That was Patty Coulson, the chairman of the event. Household names like John Deere and Caterpillar dominate the showgrounds, but smaller vendors at the expo say that advancements in technology are helping them become the new face of the ag industry. Scott Cordyce, a product manager with Oxbow, says that technology has propelled companies like his into a new era. His firm has developed a machine that efficiently picks raspberries without damaging the fragile fruit. It helps farmers become more efficient despite the downturn in the economy.
This machine would probably replace 200 to 300 people out in the field. So when you compare that to what this is doing, your capital cost compared to that labor cost, you can pay it off in a year or two.
The annual event also attracts several thousand international visitors, which boosts the local economy and spreads the Valley's farming practices worldwide. Reporting from Tulare, I'm Ezra Romero.